This is Fresh Air. Saxophonist and composer Julius Hempel, who died in 1995, was born in Fort Worth, developed his music in St. Louis, then moved to New York, where he was a founding member and principal composer for the World Saxophone Quartet. Later, Julius Hempel had his own saxophone sextet, but along the way, he led and wrote for a variety of bands. A new box set surveys his life's work. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a listen.
Julius Hempel on alto saxophone in 1979, mixing the abstract and the earthy, with Baikita Carroll on trumpet, Dave Holland on bass, and drummer Jack DeJohnette walloping that backbeat. It's from the 7-CD Hempel box, The Bowyer Multinational Crusade for Harmony, 8 hours of newly released 1970s and 80s music from the composer's archives, curated and annotated by Hempel scholar and sometimes sideman Marty Ehrlich. This new Julius Hempel anthology, comprised of live, studio, and rehearsal recordings, touches on many aspects of his wide-ranging work, but not all of them. There's nothing for saxophone ensembles, a key part of his legacy. There is music for a variety of small bands, solo sax over pre-recorded junkyard percussion, a little chamber music, and a few duos, including a couple with poets.
All right. You do the listening in the sun, and I'll try to tell you in the sun. Then you can go home and you can forget it. You can just forget it.
A tiny snippet of poet Malinke Elliott. The Julius Hempel box also includes plenty of spirited improvising tinged with the blues. Hempel's scalding alto sax is often entwined with the trumpet of Baikita Carroll, an ally since their early days in St. Louis. One of the real finds here is a 1977 studio session where they're joined by drummer Alex Klein in the trio Janus Company. In the new jazz of the 1970s and surrounding decades, a certain raggedy quality came with the territory, and there are a few places in the Julius Hempel box where ensemble passages can sound a little out of tune. Still, rough edges have their place. They can give the music the air of early jazz bands, where everyone might play the melody a little differently. That raggediness can make a small band sound bigger, like a three-horn quintet with Baikita on trumpet, and the great clarinetist John Carter, who directed Hempel's junior high school band back in Fort Worth. This is Dimples, the Fat Lady on Parade.
Thank you.
Julius Hemphill's other essential ally in numerous bands was Abdul Wadood. More than anyone, Wadood popularized the cello in improvised music. He might treat it like a baby bass or strum it like a slippery rhythm guitar. The new Hemphill anthology includes an hour of new music from their duo, with Julius sometimes on soprano sax. Julius Hemphill kept Abdul Wadood's cello style in mind when he arranged three Charles Mingus compositions for string quartet in the 1980s. Cello on the Bottom strums chords and stop time on Mingus's Better Get Hit in Your Soul. Sprawling, a little uneven, and with variable sound quality, the Bowyer Multinational Crusade for Harmony might not be an ideal introduction to Julius Hemphill's music, except that a few of his classics, like Dogen AD and Coon Business, are out of print. Happily, New World Records has made each disc from the box available as a separate download. I'd recommend volumes 2, 3, and 7 as places to start, roping in the duo with Abdul Wadood, the trio Janus Company, and the quartet with Dave Holland and Jack DeJohnette. Julius Hemphill was one of the key jazz composers of the late 20th century, a modernist with deep roots. His music should be part of any informed listener's jazz education.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the new book, Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film. He reviewed the Bowyer National Crusade for Harmony, the new 7-CD box set of the music of Julius Hemphill.